Good morning, everybody. Welcome. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I am Big Chuck. Here we are back at the water cooler. You know what, Leslie Ann? Talking about, we were talking off the air about the advances today, how sophisticated everything is and how crude things seem to be when you and I were growing up.
Oh, yeah, when we look back.
In our generations, in everything, in radio, in telephones and all of that. I was thinking about that the other day when I do a lot of traveling, you know, around the state and what have you. And I had to go out to Buffalo this summer. And I had to make stops along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the GPS in our other car.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to small towns out by Chautauqua and out by Watkins Glen that I've never been to before. And so I stopped and got a map. It was the most frustrating trip I've ever taken. Now, in the old days, you took a map.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had maps in your car.
I left a New York State map in my glove box in my car at all times.
All the time.
Never left home without.
So here I am leaving on a Saturday morning. I'm going to do about 700 miles in 2 days, going out to Niagara Falls, stopping at small towns, doing some research for some other things. And I've got this big old map that's folded all over on this, unfolded on the seat behind me. It was so frustrating. I reached a point where I almost stopped and bought another GPS. I didn't.
It's amazing how much better they've made our lives, although they're not without their foibles.
They're not, but a map is just impossible.
Yeah. When you talk about just the folding aspect.
Oh, it's a...
Can you ever fold it in a way that can show you where you're supposed to go from point A to point B? No.
No. And
it's a
nightmare. Way the GPS is now, you know, you have the lovely woman. In our situation, we put her with a British accent.
Oh, yeah, we do too.
You know, and so
it's
she...
It's so fun.
And she tells us where to go, and we don't have to think. It's driving without thinking.
Yes, we love that.
Now, on this trip that I did, I had this massive Rand McNally map spread out all over the passenger side, and
a magnifying glass.
I had to buy one. My old eyes couldn't see it.
I know.
I, honest to God, I had to stop and buy a magnifying glass. And every half hour, I'm pulled off the side of the road, flashers on, holding up the map is all over the car. I'm trying to look at it from this road to that road to this, dots are too. I thought to myself, how do people do it without a GPS?
I know.
Anymore.
And we used to. We used to do it and thought nothing of it. Not that it wasn't a pain in the neck, but we didn't have anything else to compare it to.
I know. I missed my GPS so much on that trip. And the map, there is no folding. It's a wad.
Yeah,
you
wad
it up. And I hope nobody ever... Speaking of that, too, on the progression of the sophistication of things, you and I have been in radio a long time. Look at the changes that we've had in our studios.
My word.
I know that you're the same as me. When we started, we were playing records.
Yes. We went from records to something akin to an 8-track tape.
8-track tape, yep,
they
sure.
They were single songs on one of those. We called them carts.
Carts.
Put them in the slot, just like an 8-track player, and play that. And after that, even sometimes I would play cassettes.
Now, the cassette was a pain in the neck.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
You had no cueing.
It was hideous. And then it would get
rewinding
chewed up
it,
in the
it
machine.
Chewed it up. You pull it out, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah. And then, ooh la la, the advancement of the CD.
The CD was space age.
Oh, yeah, that was
space age.
And, of course, they were advertised as being virtually indestructible.
Yeah, they were.
Now, you and I know all you have to do is run your finger across it.
And it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. And you know what? And now look at where we are. People come into this radio station to be interviewed, and we both interview 100 people a week, it seems. They come into this radio station, and they are blown away to think that our radio stations run basically by a laptop.
Yes.
That's what we have.
It's all computerized.
We do have a board, but I've got 4,000 songs in a laptop. So do you. Our commercials are in a laptop. We've got a little screen in front of us. I remember starting out and putting the needle down and back turning the record to get it to the start, and the dust would build up, so you'd put a nickel on the stylus to cut through the dust.
Yep.
And but I miss that too, and that seems, I don't know. I have some friends who are into this, and they say vinyl's coming back, but
vinyl is definitely back.
I mean, it's back in stores, but my kids are never going to buy a vinyl record ever.
It's big with
maybe the college age
crowd. Yep, my husband is very into it. I think people who are avid music listeners really like the quality, the way a record sounds. It has its own unique sound.
I agree with that. And the idea of holding the album with all the information
and the album art,
and you pull the liner
reading
out, it's
the
got
lyrics.
The lyrics. And I mean, and that was really wonderful.
It's an experience.
And you know, years ago, you've seen these before. There are the models of the old-fashioned turntables. You can buy them as gifts. You know, somebody bought me one of those many, many years ago, and I thought, this is great. I'm going to dig out my record albums, because even though I don't have a record player, I can't throw my albums out.
Right.
I just can't. They've been with me since I left Sydney 50 years ago. I'm not going to throw them out, even though they collect dust and they can't probably. Anyway, I plugged in my new stereo. I went home. I had my record. I got 3 or 4 records out. I stopped and got my large liverwurst sub and my 2-liter bottle of Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
I went home. I sat down. I sat right next to it. I opened the top of it up. I went over and I put the record on. I put the needle on, I started it, I got down, I opened up my liverwurst sub, poured myself some Diet Pepsi, and the side was over. It was like 22 minutes. I put my sub down, I put my cup down, I got up, I went over, I flipped the record over, put the needle down, went back, started in on the liverwurst sub again and the Pepsi, and it was over. You forget that there were only about 24 minutes of music on either side.
Yeah.
Of a record out. And finally, I did that about 4 times. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I put the thing away.
We're spoiled, aren't we?
I put the thing away.
We don't want to change the record.
No. That was way too much work. So look at what we've changed in just our work at the radio station. Look at the map. Would you ever say to Mark, we're going to Delaware to see your friends or whatever, you know, let's do it with a map.
Yeah.
That might be fun with the kids.
No.
That might be fun. A fun experience for the kids.
Just say no.
Just say no. No. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.